Start your day off the right way.
Are you kidding me?
Spoiler alert.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up
with Alice 97.3.
It is time for Bridge the Gap.
Talking about my generation.
All right, April Fool's Day, everybody. It's going to be a fun round. People are shot out of cannons in this room. Welcome back to Sam Lubman from 95.7 The Game. That's our little brother station down the hall. We raid you guys on the regular to get contestants for Bridge the Gap. That is for sure.
We love doing it, so.
Epic tie last week. And every question got answered. Every single one of them. And you ended with a 5-5 tie, and then we did a tiebreaker, and it was so perfect that we just let both of you continue on. So Sam is like a co-champion. So welcome back for the Zillennials.
Thank you.
And hello to, I need more volume out of if Sam, if possible, to our Gen X competitor this week, Mr. Dan Dibley. Just call him Dibs.
Oh, man, good morning.
He's the co-host of the Willard and Dibbs Show on 95.7 The Game. I like that you guys are going against each other. I'm not sure that we've had two people from the game at the same time. Is there some rivalry between the shows? I mean, you are a sports station. I just assume you're always fighting.
Yeah, kind of, but I don't really see Sam much ever.
Our paths don't cross very often, no.
Yeah, not very often. And it is like a battle of redheads. Sam with the long, flowing Rapunzel.
Yeah, dude, I'm
locks.
Sorry, but you are so not a redhead. I've never seen hair on you.
I grew it out, Sarah, it's not that funny. Sam, you'll be bald someday. If I grew it
easy
out,
now.
It would be, there'd be some red over here, there'd be some gray, there'd be a long path of like the Sahara Desert, but I choose to keep it trim, keep it tight.
I like the little, is that like a half beard? What is it when you've let it grow? It looks like a 2 weeks of growth.
I mean, it's more than 2 weeks, but I mean, you got some salt, you got some pepper, you got some paprika.
That's a solid beard.
Yeah, oh, I appreciate that. Yeah.
I'm right here.
He's right there. Sorry, yeah.
Oh, here this is weird. Okay.
No, that sounds great.
He's there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So this is, have you been in the studio with us in this building?
Never.
Yeah.
No.
I know we share the studio later in the day, you guys.
Yeah,
There's a lot of sharing that happens in this building.
And I don't think I was ever in the studio with you at the old building, but I would do some like Zoom and do it from home with my little unit that I had.
I see. You know,
it's a big unit.
Apparently,
sorry.
Apparently, we have more history with you than I knew of. I thought that you would try to get the producer's job, but now it seems like you were trying to get Hooman's job way back in the day, 30 years ago.
30 years ago, yes. Uzette was working at KCBS, as was I, and I was a late bloomer, 29 or 30-year-old intern or production assistant, and so word had it there was going to be an opening with this morning show, and I thought, you know what, I'm ready for my come up. I'm ready for my next step. And
but Uzette had already been hired.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought, because when we met Uzette, we were new in town, new at the station, and we were like, we need help.
Yeah,
we need a producer right now. And they were, of course, they went, what?
What do you need that for?
Because we do. And she was the first person that said, I'd love to. And it clicked immediately.
Yeah.
So I was surprised when she was saying, I'm sorry that you didn't make it.
Yeah, I'm sorry too.
So
it's
funny that we would pick Hooman over you.
We didn't. Lewis did.
Well, you know what? And I thought that Hooman actually was just kind of like the t-shirt folding guy and kind of wormed his way in.
Lewis met Hooman somewhere in Chicago remember Hooman was a record rep or something like that. Or worked for a record rep, something weird.
He was on the promotions team for a record company.
There it is.
Yeah.
And Lewis met him and was like, this is the weirdest guy. And that's, Lewis hired him. We were not part of that.
And then he wormed his way in doing movie reviews and stuff. Well, I feel that I've known you for a very long time. I don't remember that initial interaction.
Well, the heartbreak is real, and I don't know if I've gotten over it yet. And
well, you clearly haven't, because pretty much every time I talk to you, we do end up talking about
it.
You've achieved great success in the sports world.
You,
you guys are dominant over there at the game. That you followed the right path. Trust me.
Yeah, it's fun. It's great. But one thing about me is I hold my grudges as close as I do my three children. So not that I hold it against anybody in this room or that room, but it's just one of the things that I'm passionate about.
All right.
I hate to tell you this, but Sam rocks at this game.
Yeah, like, you two may be starting an argument that will go, you know.
I like
long.
It. I feel like there should be beefs, you know.
Well, it's friendly beefs.
Sure, you know. Exactly. I
mean, it's friendly, but Sam is almost like Rain Mannion. He's like kind of
my
savant.
Moments.
Yeah. And yeah. So
yeah.
I'm a little intimidated, I'll be honest.
But keep in mind, Dibs has years and years and years and years and years of experience on me, so.
Easy with that.
And
he's a very seasoned radio professional here, as he likes reminding me.
You could be brief and just say decades instead of doing
decades
all those
and decades
years.
And decades.
My goodness. Schlubman.
All right,
but we have a lot of respect here at this station.
Schlubman.
We are playing, oh boy, that's just mean now. Now we're name calling. All right, it's time to play Bridge the Gap. Here's how it works. Gen X will ask the Zillennials questions that anyone in Gen X would know the answer to. And if the Zillennial player answers correctly, they get a point. If they don't, the player from Gen X gets a chance to steal. So don't shout out answers. You'll have a chance if the Zillennial doesn't get it. And then it's the Zillennial's turn to ask a question. We go back and forth asking questions between the generations for 5 rounds. Is everybody ready?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I think it's my turn to go first this week. All right. This is a question for Sam. On what show did Suzanne Summers play the blonde airhead Chrissy?
Oh, is that Three's Company?
Yes.
Let's go. Strong start. Okay, Sam.
Would you have known that?
Of course, I was about to sing the song.
Come and knock on my door.
Come and knock on my door.
We've been waiting for you.
Oh boy,
we've
been waiting Sam for you. Sam is also singing the song.
He is super annoying. We actually did a whole thing yesterday of Norman Fell versus Don Knotts. Like, who was the better side character in the show? Whatever. Good job, Sam.
Who was the better side character?
Get a hobby.
You guys were just talking about Three's Company and which guy
you
was
and Sam?
Mr. Roper?
And Willard and I, Norman Fell came up for some reason. And so I immediately thought about Don Knotts. And of course, I thought about Scooby-Doo.
Okay.
Let's just
concentrate anyway. On the game. Here we go. Here comes the next question. Okay, this one's for you.
All right. Zillennials asking you, Dibs. In 2011, the internet was shocked by an incredible song called Friday. Who sings that song?
Friday. I mean, I know the video with the guy jumping out of the car and dancing around, but Friday. It's Friday then. It's Saturday.
No, not that song.
Oh, Friday.
It's Friday. Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that
wow.
one.
Wow. Sam?
I believe that would be Rebecca Black.
It sure is.
It would be Rebecca Black.
It's the amount of times we watched that video on YouTube in school.
Yeah.
I remember sitting on the floor in the hallways just watching it and singing it.
We all remember where we were.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean,
2011 is a tough one for me. Like my older kids were too young to really like be that immersed in pop culture. But yeah, it's a loss. I'll take it.
It's all right. You're okay.
Just one question.
It is just one question. We still have 4 to go.
All right.
8 to go, really.
Yeah.
What was the, this is for Sam. What was the name of the youngest Gibb brother, the only one not in the Bee Gees?
Ooh. Oh, God. What was it? Was it Glenn?
It was not Glenn. And now with a chance to steal, Dibs, what is the name of the youngest Gibb brother, the one not in the Bee Gees?
Andy?
Andy is correct. Andy Gibb had a bunch of hits all on his own.
I think Glenn Gibb was a golfer, but.
Oh.
Okay. There was a Glenn in there, so.
There wasn't. I'm just trying to make you feel better.
Thanks.
That was big for me.
Maybe you should focus on your own game, Dibs.
Okay.
Next question.
Ooh.
She's spicy.
Bob. Spicy Bob.
What Canadian team drama did Drake get his start on?
Ooh. Oh, my God. I just had it. And my old brain let it go.
Close your eyes and relax.
I know, right? Drake. It was It's there, but it won't come out. I know, right? It's like a scared turtle. Oh! Oh, my God. I just... I know, right? It's got two words, and it's just so annoying. And...
It doesn't have two words, so you should maybe stop.
Schenectady School?
Good try. Right,
no, it's... I know what it is. I just can't think of it.
Stop talking. No, don't help. Don't help.
Brutal. It's not funny, Vinny.
It was close. That's a Degrassi, I believe, was the show.
Correct. There's a whole thing. He gets shot, and then he's in a wheelchair for like the next 5 seasons.
Nobody wanted the recap, Bob, quite frankly.
Oh.
But thank you.
It sounds like you needed
it. The whole point of the game, Dibs, is to bridge the gap.
Jeez. Oh, gotcha.
He was in need of a recap.
Apparently, I burned the bridge for the gap. I'm sorry, Bob. That was
too
harsh.
I really thought it would be Dibs and Sam who would fight.
It's early.
Mm.
Okay. Bob does my fighting for me.
Degrassi, I knew
Here we go, Sammy.
Oh, God.
What game featured you and potentially your family in a tiny car making career choices and other big decisions?
In a car?
What game featured you and potentially your family in a tiny car making career choices and other big decisions?
I have no idea on this one. Cash Cab?
Incorrect.
You're thinking video game. I don't think it's a video game.
Cash Cab's a real game show.
All right, Dibs.
Can you repeat the question?
What game featured you and potentially your family?
What show, right?
What game?
Oh, what game? Oh.
What game featured you and potentially your family in a tiny car making career choices and other big decisions?
Oh.
Oh. Don't say it.
I mean, boy, this is really embarrassing. Family van?
No.
I know.
What is it?
Life?
It is the game of life.
I should have listened to the question better. You said game. I thought you said game show.
Yeah, me too.
And if I had heard it correctly, so that's a big error on
my
end.
You know what? I actually feel like on my side, I probably should have said what board game.
Well, I like that you kept it ambiguous.
Yeah. It isn't just a game.
It made it trickier. It made it a little bit trickier. So,
all right, listen carefully from now on, you guys. All right, so the current score is Sam has 3 points for the Zillennials, and for Gen X, we've got 1 point. We're on the board. It's all right.
It's not too late. Next question. Right? My turn for Dibs. Finish the infamous quote from the Dr. Phil show. Cash me outside.
Cash me outside? That was the Cash Me Outside girl, and I thought that was the whole quote. Cash me outside, and I'm going to have to whoop that blank. No, that's wrong.
So no?
No.
Okay.
Do I have to say it how she said it?
I'm going to need the full impersonation.
Cash me outside. How about that?
Correct.
Very good.
Translation, how about that for those who can't understand.
Was it she asking if he wanted to go fight her?
Me outside. How about that?
Yes. I think she wanted the
she
audience.
She was talking to the audience.
The audience to fight her.
Then Phil goes, catch me outside. And she's like,
what does that mean?
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, man.
She's had a pretty successful
She
rap
has
career.
Had quite the career since then.
Mm-hmm. She's an OnlyFans star now.
Oh, yeah. Millions of dollars on OnlyFans.
Only 23 years old, 16 million followers on Instagram. Insane.
What a life.
All right, next question.
Bad baby.
The score is Zillennials 4, Gen X 1.
Dibs. Man, it's rough.
What president was given credit for ending the Iran hostage crisis?
Oh, I know one who isn't. I believe the one who got the credit for it is Ronald Reagan, because they released all the hostages right after he got inaugurated.
That is correct.
They didn't want to give Jimmy Carter the credit.
Well done.
Well, mommy. It's my Reagan. It's all I have.
That's not bad.
I haven't heard a Reagan impression in years.
Absolutely drubbed.
Mr. Gorbachev.
You should never have heard a Reagan impression. You're 23 years old.
I know. I actually really felt like that was a very safe question to ask because I have to assume you're 10 years past that. I don't know what your age is, but I'm going to say 1990.
I'm
1990.
I'm about as old as the chair that you brought to the studio.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about.
I have had that chair for 30 years.
The chair.
It is the chair. It's like my lucky chair. Okay.
Dibs.
Oh, God.
I think you can get this one.
It's not going
You're
great.
Right. You got a point.
What's
I believe
the score?
In you.
Can we get an update?
The score is 5-1, and the Zillennials are in the lead.
A lot I got up early to come in here and just get embarrassed by Lubman. I didn't know it was going to be Lubman. I thought you were going to give me like a cookie opponent, but go ahead. Go ahead, Bob.
What cuddly robot with big eyes hit the shelves in 1998, eager to have humans teach them how to speak?
Cuddly robot in 98.
Read it again.
What cuddly robot with big eyes hit the shelves in 1998, eager to have humans teach them how to speak?
Oh, man. 98. Boy, 98 was quite a year.
I think that's the year we turned you down.
Correct.
Yeah. Ooh.
I was a 30-year-old intern, like doing stuff other than like shopping for cuddly robots who needed to learn to speak.
Okay, but this was in pop culture.
It was a huge thing that year.
Right.
I got this one right in the hallway.
It was before Tickle Me Elmo.
Yeah.
And it was after
I'm gonna say that's
the
a,
cabbage
that's
patch.
A no. All right. A no. Sam for the steal.
Furbies.
Correct.
Furbies.
$40 million in sales in 3 years.
I had one of them.
We had multiple. They were creepy.
They would just turn on in the middle of the night too and start singing out of nowhere.
No.
Yeah. You got rid of it quickly after that.
Yeah,
Sam
they were
probably
strange.
Still has one, I would imagine.
Oh, I wish. Be worth a lot of money right now.
Furby.
All right. This is the final question to Sam. It's, you know, listen, you. It's possible he misses this.
I don't think he can catch up at this point, actually.
In commercials, he can't catch up. In commercials from the 1970s and 80s, a stressed out woman, overwhelmed by her kids, her boss, and a ringing telephone, would close her eyes and plead for a specific brand name product.
Oh my God.
Take me away. What was that brand?
If he gets this, I'm calling in sick for my show today.
Stressed out woman required.
You want to hear it again?
Yes, you can, please.
These are for TV commercials in the 70s and 80s. A stressed out woman, overwhelmed by kids, her boss, a ringing telephone, would close her eyes and plead for a specific brand name product to take me away.
I don't know. Windex.
Calgon, take me away.
Calgon, take Calgon. Me away.
What is that?
And I need like Calgon right now to take me away
like a bubble
after that
bath
performance.
Thing.
Yes.
Oh,
Calgon,
bubble
take
bath.
Me away.
The phone, the baby, the boiling pot, the boss.
Mm.
She was going through it. Well, as am
like,
I.
Sounds
right
like
now.
Me after every episode of the morning roast.
Yeah, you're all wrung
the
out.
Joe's
Calgon, take me away.
Sure.
Would you have known that one, Bobby?
No, oh. I've never heard of that.
Oh, that's funny. That's
a good question, though.
I thought that was a good question, actually, because did all our Gen X people? Yeah, okay.
Yes, for sure.
All right.
It was a classic.
All right, here we go. Final question.
And this is an easy one, too, so it's really a shame it's not going to help you.
Wow.
What Jeez. Sport was first included in the Summer Olympics in 1992, leading to the USA Dream Team?
That was a layup.
Leading to the USA Dream Team?
Yeah.
Basketball?
Correct.
All right. Look at that.
That's a little bit of a misleading question.
How so?
Because basketball was already in the Olympics, but for the first time they allowed professionals.
Oh, I see. I see.
Yeah.
Mm. Either way, you got the point.
Slight technicality.
No, I'll take it.
Yes.
I'll take it.
By a score of 6-3.
Oh, boy,
Sam. All you do is win, win, win.
Oh, wow. And that's a win. That's not a tie or even close, right? That's a win.
She's mean. I know. Don't cry. You can't
hey,
say you don't
dibs.
Cry.
Dibs. Good game. Fair.
Don't sun me like that, Sam.
Let's try to be a respectful opponent. You know, we're dapping each other up on the field after the game. You just got to do the what's your deal. Okay.
You guys want to trade shirts?
GG easy.
The fact that you got the Three's Company question right says a lot about how old you really are. Your soul. You got an old soul.
I impressed myself on that one.
Yeah, you actually, you know, another really solid appearance. Like, it's are you studying for this at all, or are you?
Nope, just enjoying the time with you guys.
Oh, is that so?
Oh my God!
Can't wait to do it again next week.
Yes, we'll see you again next week. That is for sure.
I do have to get back. I think I saw our boss lurking outside, wanting me to go back.
Off
so
you go, Sam.
Go.
Off you go. And this is, in fact, his third official in a row win, I guess, because we are counting last week as a win, and he will. Steiny will be mad because Steiny's the only one who's worn.
Oh, so does that? I thought we were starting his things over. So he gets another appearance, right?
Yeah, he's back one more time.
Does. Okay, okay, got it.
He's going to come back next week, and if he wins, he gets to wear the robe.
Okay, yes.
We got to get somebody good for next week. Not this dibs.
This is giving me Wheel of Fortune flashbacks.
Oh, were you on Wheel of Fortune?
Yes, and it was an equally heartbreaking disaster.
Oh.
So thanks.
You're welcome.
I spun bankrupt 3 times.
You're on brand, though, Dibs.
You appreciate it.
Yeah. I know. You're lucky in love.
Hey, Bay Area, good morning.
Coffee, please.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
This is amazing!
Every morning on Alice.
97.3.